The last item for the day, item 19, multiple season big game permits and reduced rate combination elk hunting license, briefing and public hearing, and no public comment on the last one.
Great. Again, for the record, Mick Cope with the Department of Fish and Wildlife's Game Division Manager. We'll speak to you over a couple of issues, one regarding reduced rate combination general license and the other about multiple season big game permits. On the reduced rate issue, just to provide a quick overview, the Commission Policy 6005 has a Master Hunter program that to address those issues that we talked about earlier in the previous discussion, helping landowners, and they all have specific qualifications to meet and interact in donating their time to the agency to become a master hunter and to help landowners with agricultural damage caused by deer and elk mainly. We do have the permit and the general season in the one general season in 3911. We have been working, I think, in across the different regions with kind of landowner relations and improving the image of master hunters and working closely with landowners. And in fact, I've personally had great experience over in Region 6 where some landowners weren't real fond of what master hunters brought to the table until we really started working with the landowner, providing the great kind of good customer service and good coordination and communication with the landowners. And now we've got folks asking for master hunters anytime we can send them one. So it's been a very good success in some of those situations. So we have this particular issue is about a reduced rate master hunter tag. If you may recall, in the previous commission action, we had reduced rate tags for damage prevention tags. There's a $20 tag that was kind of combined with your elk hunting license. And this is a similar thing. It was is meant to kind of be wrapped in at that time, and this is kind of catching up a little bit because these tags are also related to damage issues. In one particular case, with this general season, there's an early season that's in August and September that's a situation where we would like to incentivize master hunters to take part in that hunt because it is intended to help landowners deal with damage around that Ellensburg area. And so with the $20 second elk tag, is the approach for that season, and that again is likely it is due to that warm weather and not a, and also a second elk tag because they wouldn't need to use their regular elk tag, that so they could still go hunting with their families in during the general season, and so the proposed change itself is to clarify that general. That master hunter elk tag is required for the general season in the 3911 area, and that it is second tag, and makes that tags consistent with the other damage tags that reduced rate. So, if there's any questions on that,
yes, Mr. Carpenter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mick, I live up in Skagit Valley, and as Jerry spoke to, there's some unique valley floor elk issues there.
Yes,
I don't
want
to drill down on that today, but I'd like to perhaps have some dialogue, or if you're up that way, or on the telephone, because I was brought into that by Senator Pearson there a couple years ago, and I'd like to learn a little bit more about it so I can communicate with the locals a little better.
Absolutely. Any time we can make the time, I'll travel up to see you, and if you want to visit the site, or if you're in Olympia and we want to sit down and look at some maps, either way.
Thank you.
I'll join.
Absolutely.
Well.
And I've been recently working with Senator Pearson on a bill that he ran as well, so certainly aware of his position.
I think it'd be a good bridge building opportunity.
Absolutely.
Okay. Any questions down there? Okay. Thank you, Mick.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Well done. Clarity was great. And thank you all for forever all your input today. And, Jerry, we will see you first thing tomorrow morning at 8:30 again. So.
8 o'clock.
No, he's on at 8:30. We start at 8 o'clock. Yeah, I was right. So we will, in recess, till 8 tomorrow.